This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property is in good hands.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to you too. Gosh, I can't believe it's the end of January. It feels like the end of another year.
It really does. It feels like it's already next week Friday because, wow, what a week. Let's just start off with what is going on in Israel as we speak. Rockets fired, IDF responding. Tell us what's happening.
Well, let's unpack and go to the very beginning of the story, which unfolded yesterday. The Shabak, which is the Internal Security Services, acting on very, very high intel that a Palestinian Islamic Jihad cell operating from within Jenin were planning on carrying out a massive terror attack against Israeli civilians. Now, Jenin is the hotspot, not just for terror activity and the planning of terror attacks, but also for incitement. And it really has been the epicenter of the planning and the executions of terror attacks. If we go back as far as the wave of terror last year, March, during Ramadan, the majority of these attacks were planned from Jenin. There was that heavy exchange of fire during counter-terror operations in May last year, which saw Shirin Abu Akleh, the Al Jazeera journalist and war correspondent, killed in that exchange of fire. Now, yesterday, once again, heavy intel, and the result of which was a counter-terror incursion by the IDF into Jenin, another heavy exchange of fire where at least 9 Palestinians were killed, the majority of their Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists. Unfortunately, one elderly Palestinian woman was killed in the exchange. Now, Israel bracing for reprisals. We anticipated there would be some kind of firing of rockets from the Gaza Strip, and that happened in the early hours of this morning. Rockets fired towards the southern envelope towns. Rocket sirens heard as far as Ashkelon. The IDF responding, hitting targets in the Gaza Strip. But a situation that is steadily escalating. Mahmoud Abbas announcing last night that the PA is effectively ending security cooperation with Israel.
What does that mean? I mean, don't they announce that every Monday, Wednesday and Friday?
Well, it's not the first time they have said that. You know, it's like a day of rage, you know, day of umbrage, day of rage,
yes. day of deeply offended, day of just generally revolt,
you know, that happens all the time. But this time they seem to be really kind of sticking to the guns. And I think that it also has a lot to do with the change of leadership in Israel. You know, when we had the previous administration and the previous defense minister, he very much used the carrot and stick approach. You know, if you're going to do this, we're going to pull work permits. We're going to respond that way. You know, calm will be met with calm, and cooperation will be met with further concessions towards you, like more work permits, more tax money let in, this kind of carrot and stick approach. Here we have something different. Abbas has said that effectively of last night, with immediate effect, gosh, my English, this is what happens when you speak Hebrew, Howard. They're going to end security cooperation, which is actually something we can ill afford at this moment.
Right. So this is obviously an ongoing story, and we're going to be keeping an eye on what happens there. Protests growing and growing. What is happening on this front? From what I understand, there are three main areas of judicial reform being requested or being pushed. Are they all likely to happen? Are the protests going to be taken seriously? What is happening in civil society in Israel?
Well, first of all, these protests are just growing stronger and bigger by the day. And yesterday we had the alarming news that two major Israeli companies, Disruptive AI and Papaya, which is a massive payroll company, are withdrawing their funds from Israel because they are very, very concerned about the effect that judicial reforms will have. We've heard this week from over 250 economists, including former Ministers of Finance, Bank of Israel, governors, Nobel laureates, saying that they are concerned. The concerns are growing within the military. We are expecting ex-IDF commanders to join protests this weekend. We've heard from academia. We've heard from students. We've heard from environmentalists. We've heard from the high-tech industry. And I want to make something very clear, because I've heard a lot this week. It's about the election results, and you must accept election results. This is not about election results. This is about changes to our judiciary. We cannot interfere with the Supreme Court that effectively dismantles the watchdog of our democracy. Small reforms with broad-based consensus, everybody accepts that. And one of the recommendations made by Lapid this week was that under the auspices of the president, who himself has very, very limited powers in this, but did give a very, very strongly worded speech earlier this week. Lapid has suggested include the opposition, include as much representation of Israel as possible so that if reforms are to take place, they include the Supreme Court for one, and you know, they're made with a broad-based consensus. We can't have a coalition government that stands to gain the most changing this. I've heard people commenting, well, you know, the next government can change it all back. Let's be very clear. Israel, unlike South Africa, doesn't have an ironclad constitution. We're not like the United Kingdom that has a House of Commons and a House of Lords and a monarch. We're not like the US that has two separate houses of government. Israel has a declaration of independence. The role of the Supreme Court is to ensure the democratic values and provide the necessary checks and balances. And any attempts to change that doesn't just create instability in a country where we've already had five elections in less than 5 years, but also creates massive economic instability. So the only comparison I could give it to was, imagine saying to the ANC government that you will now be able to override any decisions by the Concord, and you can appoint whatever judges you want. That would remove South Africa from being a democracy into being a dictatorship, and the same would happen in Israel. So I want to be very, very clear that this is where the outrage and the protests are coming from.
Yeah, and I do think that it's important to understand this, that whereas maybe some reforms are required, because we've had this situation where the judiciary has become more and more left represented, whereas government is right, we need a situation there where there is a reasonableness in the appointing of judges so that they can protect the laws and protect the democracy. It's obviously very important. So what is expected, for example, the Saturday evening? There's with regard to the protests.
Well, we're expecting the protests, which already expanded to about 110,000 just in Tel Aviv last weekend, to be even bigger. Now, if you looked at who was protesting, it was actually quite extraordinary. There were people religious and secular. There were people from the left carrying communist flags to the right. There were people of all ages, people of all minority groups. And yes, there was a small group carrying Palestinian flags. Their issue is with the coalition agreement agenda item that talks about the possible annexation of some part of the West Bank. Theirs wasn't to oppose the government or to promote Palestinian rights. Theirs was specifically dealing with that specific agenda item, and many people felt that it was the wrong place to stage that. Just coming in this morning, Yuli Edelstein says the judicial overhaul won't pass without compromise. Well, let's hope that is true. That's just come in now off the wires. But we are expecting many, many more sectors of society in organized groups to be present at these protests. And they're not just protests in Tel Aviv anymore. They're protests in major cities across the country. This is an issue that Israelis are concerned about. And again, I want to stress, it is not about election results. It's not about, well, you can't accept that it's a right-wing government. This has raised concerns across the board. And again, as you just said, it's not about being anti-reforms. As a democratic institution, of course, we should have constant reforming and evolving within reason. That doesn't lead to any kind of instability. But this is about a minority that wants to overhaul our most important judicial body in order to reap the benefits that this very small minority will benefit from.
Absolutely. Very, very important conversations to continue having. Today's International Holocaust Remembrance Day. So it's not a day that Israel observes. Is that correct?
Well, funny you should say that, because it is separate to Yom HaShoah. Yom HaShoah, which remembers specifically the Jewish victims. But today is a day that has been designated by the United Nations. Some would see the irony in all of that, you know, they have this astounding record of anti-Semitism within their ranks. But today is a day that has been designated to coincide with the Red Army's liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it's a day that will be observed by governments and organizations around the world. And it's also a day that we won't just remember Jewish victims. We will remember the Roma and Sinti, the members of the LGBTQ plus communities, the physically and mentally handicapped who were, in the Nazis' words, euthanized. We will remember political dissidents that were killed and anybody murdered by Nazi atrocities. And over time, it is a day that, because we are the Jewish state, and we're tasked with bearing witness and educating, that Israeli diplomats around the world, our president Isaac Herzog, who gave a special address to the EU Parliament yesterday, will acknowledge and will address. And it's a day that Israeli civil society will once again participate in our own ways in remembering and perpetuating a Holocaust memorial, and very, very important, education.
Absolutely. And how prevalent is Holocaust education at schools in Israel?
It's extremely prevalent. It's carried out throughout schools in Israel, especially now as time marches on and we lose our survivors on an almost daily basis. What we will see happening now is various organizations organizing what we call Zikaron B'Salon, where people will have the opportunity to meet in somebody's home or at a facility and listen to Holocaust survivors tell their stories. when we listen to them tell their stories, we bear witness and in turn are able to educate future generations. And it really is up to us. It cannot be stressed. This cannot be left to schools and organizations and memorials like Yad Vashem. This has to be the task of every single one of us, to bear witness and to educate, because we see what happens when hate goes unchecked.
Absolutely right. Strong words and important words indeed. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. Wishing you a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and we of course will catch you next week.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.